Look, Emil! A worker is working with a strange tool over there. What is it?
It's a pointing machine. It's used to make marble sculptures. You see, it looks like an upside-down T.
Yes, it does.
This tool is used to measure the three main points of a sculpture. For example, if it was your portrait, they would point the top of your head and your two shoulders.
But that isn't enough to reproduce a whole portrait.
No, but from those precise points, a fourth point is used to measure everything else.
So when Mr. Rodin wants to present a sculpture in stone, they use this machine?
Not always. Only when the work isn't enlarged. If the master wants a marble larger than his model, the pointer will use a three-point compass instead. That makes it possible to calculate the dimensions to be enlarged as well.
It's not so simple.
Mostly it's a very long process. The pointer makes 3,000 or 4,000 points on the block of stone.
Whoa! It's no wonder that Mr. Rodin needs a whole crew of people. Look, this character here has animal paws.
Yes, and a man's body. That's Pan. In Greek mythology, he was the divinity related to nature. Do you know him?
Does he play the flute?
That's right. This sculpture is called Pan and Nymph.
And it was made in marble by a pointer.
Well, no. The pointer does only the first stage of the work. The person who sculpts the marble is the studio assistant.
The studio assistant.
Take a walk around the studio. You'll see these stonemasons at work.